This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for Easter weekend.
Yes.
Easter weekend. Fun time.
Mm-hmm.
You got big plans this weekend for the boy?
We do.
I'm talking about your son.
Yes, for the little one. We're going to go into the Easter egg hunt in Griswold. So I'm excited for that, yeah.
Is that his first Easter egg hunt?
It will be, yes.
Wouldn't have mattered. He wouldn't have remembered last year's anyway.
No, he probably won't remember this year's either, but.
Probably won't.
It's still fun.
How many months?
15.
15.
Oh, almost 16.
15. Yeah. Oh, almost 16. Well.
Well, I mean, on the 9th of April, he'll be 16 months. So
big difference.
It's closer to the 16 than the 15.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Easter always a fun time for, especially for little kids. I mean, they don't understand the real meaning of it yet. They enjoy the secular part of it.
Right.
The whole Easter bunny thing and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they have a good time with that. A lot of, you know what I always hated, though? Was that phony plastic grass.
I do, too. I did not get why at that. I can't stand that stuff.
I don't understand. I never understood. I mean, I know you're trying to fill the basket and make it look nice and all, but it gets all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you have young children, they're going to carry it around to different places and perhaps even play with it.
Yeah.
We've seen that before.
Throw it in the air, I can see. And yeah.
And dogs and cats just love that stuff.
Oh, I bet.
Because dogs will eat anything.
True.
And cats will
play with it.
Yeah. They'll play with almost anything. So, yeah, that stuff is, I'd never understood that. I'd like to sometime get a look at the company that actually makes that stuff.
Their only business has to be Easter, really.
Well, I would like to think that they've branched off into some other things. Otherwise,
that's true,
you're
yeah.
right. What
How
else
can
do they
really
do?
Survive on that?
Yeah, what do you do the rest of the year? What do you do for, what's your company do? I founded this company. It's a great company. Oh, really? What does it do? We make Easter grass.
Yeah. That's good for about a month.
Good for you. I hope you make a lot of money in a short period of time. But there are a lot of things. You know what I've never really enjoyed much, though? A lot of different Easter candies.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you got the Old Faithful, the jelly beans, things like that. You got the chocolate bunnies, chocolate eggs. You've got just about every offshoot imaginable anymore. I never warmed up to Peeps.
Me neither. I did not like the malted chocolate eggs either. We would just lick them and use them as lipstick when we were kids.
Well, you
did not care for them.
Have to excuse me, but my brothers and I never used anything as lipstick.
I would hope so. But instead of eating them, yeah, that's what we do instead.
Well, you know, we joked last week about how we used to sit and count everything out.
Yeah.
And make sure that everybody's Easter basket had the same amount, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was not just the same amount total, it was the amount of different things.
Oh, gosh.
Well, if
Very precise. Absolutely.
If somebody got like 3 chocolate bunnies and somebody else got 2, that's hardly fair.
What about the colors, like the flavors of jelly beans and stuff?
We actually did that, too.
Really?
Yeah. We'd split them out and make sure that, well, because then what we'd do, too, is because, like, for example, I've never really cared much for, like, black jelly beans. They kind of almost taste like a little bit like black licorice. I really don't care for that.
Yeah, me neither.
And I had a brother who liked that stuff. Swap them
out.
Good
trade, yeah.
Yeah, swap them out. So we'd be swapping out different things. You know, we'd divide them up and then we'd swap out what we liked
because
you might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get all those things. You know, I've never been a huge jelly bean fan.
Yeah.
But if you get the right flavors,
mm-hmm.
of course, jelly beans have changed so much since when we were kids. Jelly beans were jelly beans. Now you can get like jelly beans that have like fresh fruit juice in them and stuff, and Starburst makes
crazy.
All kinds of different
ones
that just jump off the page. Mm-hmm. They're not really even jelly beans.
Well, even Jelly Belly, you can get marshmallow jalapeno, like all this crazy stuff.
Absolutely. So many neat things. I mean, I think that's why kind of Easter was always kind of a fun holiday. Like we said before, you don't have all the pressure of gift giving and buying and all that kind of stuff. It's just a matter of enjoying it. And when you're a kid, you're pretty much enjoying everything anyway, but look at all the candy. There was way more candy at Easter than there
just
was
another,
at Christmas.
Yeah, another holiday with candy.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you getting? Well, let me guess. You're getting for your son Wyatt what you like, I assume.
No, not necessarily.
Really?
I did give him something I really liked, though, the Reese's Easter eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I love those, so I got one for myself, too. But I got him that and some these fizzy bubble stuff you put in the bath and it changes water.
Okay.
Some sidewalk chalk. A coloring book, a book on Easter. Let's see. And got him a little shorts outfit and t-shirt. The movie Wreck-It Ralph. A chocolate Easter bunny. How to do that.
Wow. He broke the bank.
He did. I kind of went all out. I couldn't stop. I'm seeing all this stuff and it was really hard to stop.
He's doing all right this year. Well, good for him. That should be a lot of fun for him. Well, it should be a lot of fun for hopefully for everybody too. Now, are you doing eggs with him? Did you do eggs?
No, not at home. I'm not.
Not this year.
No, I just don't think he's there yet. I mean, we can point him out and he'll probably get excited to find them, but...
You know, there's something about a, what'd you say, 15, 16-month-old?
Mm-hmm.
And boiling water?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not coloring eggs with him.
Isn't a good idea to begin with, you know? But think of the mess a young kid could make trying to color Easter eggs when they don't know what they're doing.
And he loves baths and water, so I can see that just going all over the carpet, you know, the colored water. And, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, good luck cleaning that up.
Exactly.
Well, you know, a lot of folks do that kind of stuff, and we hope if you do, you do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little bit late to hand out some tips now, but some people like to do that stuff closer to the holidays, too. But, you know, the thing about Easter eggs, though, and this is the biggest part about it, it isn't so much the cooking and the dyeing of the eggs and all that kind of stuff. It's to remember that they're only good for a very short period of time. And I can remember cracking some eggs. I've never warmed up to that stuff. Anyway, I've never been a big fan of hard-boiled eggs.
Me neither.
Now, I like them if we hard-boil them and then kind of slice them up and put them in
like
salad,
a salad or something. Yeah.
I like deviled eggs. But to just peel a hard-boiled egg and eat it, not so much. Never really warmed up to those.
No.
When we were kids, a few times we would have those colored Easter eggs because, you know, we used to use those little pellets and drop them in the pan of hot water. And then we'd use those little wire things that never really work very well. Put the egg in there and then we'd swirl that around to get all the different colors on the eggs and stuff. That was always fun.
Yeah.
And then they sat out, you know, on Easter Sunday. But if you chose to eat one of them, it seemed like every time we did that, we'd peel it open and the dye had run through, and the dye had gotten on the eggs too, and I don't know, it just didn't look
Yeah,
it just didn't look real appetizing, but you know, because eggshells aren't, it's not like a metal surface,
right.
It's permeable, it things will seep through. So, but the key thing about those things is to remember to wash your hands thoroughly with soapy water and rinse them before you handle the eggs when you're cooking or cooling or dyeing or hiding them. And after you hard cook eggs, okay, remember, then you dye them with some food-safe coloring, and then you have to return them to the refrigerator within 2 hours. Get them back into the refrigerator. Now, this also goes for if you're going to set them out. If you've made the eggs and they're refrigerated, and you're waiting for for Easter Sunday, or perhaps if you're going to do an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's if you're going to do the Easter egg hunt thing like the night before and hide the Easter eggs and then have the contest the next morning, you can't eat them.
Yeah, no, okay. That'd be gross.
But if you're thinking about the kids eating those things after the fact, then you need to hide them just before you start your Easter egg hunt. Because remember, you need to inspect all those eggs, too. Usually you do that before you buy them, but make sure they're not dirty or they're cracked because you get bacteria in a cracked egg, and that's a bad thing, too. But eggs need to be stored in the refrigerator, and they're only good for a real short period of time. So if you're going to do an Easter egg hunt, make sure that you find all the eggs you've hidden first. Otherwise, you'll have a real bad experience. And then you want to refrigerate them. And if any of them get cracked while you're doing the Easter egg hunt, get rid of those too. And don't hide them any place where there are things like pets, wild animals, birds, reptiles, insects, lawn chemicals, anything like that that can get to them. But remember that as long as eggs are not out of refrigeration for over 2 hours, they are safe to eat. But do not eat the eggs if they've been out of the refrigerator for more than 2 hours. So if you refrigerate your hard-cooked eggs in their shells, you want to use them within a week as well.
Huh.
Now, they're good for about a week, but remember, they're only good out of the refrigerator for about 2 hours. So if you're going to hide them and then eat them afterward, make sure you do that all very quickly.
Right.
Otherwise, get sick.
Yeah.
It's not much fun. And they're not pleasant coming back.
Gross.
Well, they're not. So, you know, a lot of folks, though, will use the eggs, the colored eggs, as decorations and things, too. Just make sure you toss them away and make sure everybody knows so nobody says, oh, wow, look, a hard-boiled egg. I'm going to eat that. Not so much. But, yeah, total time. If you're going to hide and hunt eggs and then eat them out of the refrigerator, 2 hours. Okay? After that, get rid of them. Don't get everybody sick. Yuck. I think I've told you the story before about how we did one year. I think I was about, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 years old, and mom and dad hid eggs in the house, not outside. This was inside with real eggs. Well, they used to do it outside with plastic eggs, but they tried one year in the house with real eggs. That was the only year we did that. because
couldn't
dad,
find one.
Well, they no, they went and mom and dad were real good. They wrote down all the locations after they hid the eggs, and there were four of us boys running around. And the rules were: when we find an egg, we have to immediately bring it back one at a time. We immediately have to bring it back to mom or dad and tell them where specifically where we found it, and they'd check that off,
mm-hmm.
and then they keep track of it. And we had a little contest. Well, we got done, and they had one that wasn't checked off. And so we went and looked where they thought they hit, you know, where they hit it,
right.
where they wrote it down, and it wasn't there. So they thought, well, gosh, with four kids running around with eggs, telling maybe we forgot to check one off, maybe mm-hmm. we missed it there somewhere, or, you know, whatever. Perhaps we forgot to knock that one off the list. So we just let it go as it was. Well, a few days later, we found out where the dog hit it.
Oh no!
Because it was mom and dad put it in a little potted plant. You know, we just had a little tree thing with a pot there. They just set it on there. It wasn't really well hidden. It was just sitting there, but it was right next to the couch, the sofa. The dog found it and decided that he wanted to give it a shot. So he found it and he took it back behind the sofa.
Oh!
He didn't like the egg, so he just let it go. We found it a couple of days later.
Yeah, gross. I can imagine.
Yeah, that was not pretty. That was a little tough. Little lesson, word to the wise. Make sure you mark all of them down where you hid them, and then after they're brought back, check it off.
Check them off, yeah.
Yeah, it'll save you a lot of...
smell.
Yeah, it'll save you a tough experience later on, because it did kind of stink.
Yeah.
So anyway, we hope you have a good Easter. Hope you're having a great weekend here. Hope you're having a chance to do it with family and friends. Mm-hmm. Do you guys get together for a big Easter meal?
We do. We actually did ours with my side last Friday, and we're doing with Mike's side on Sunday.
Great. Yeah. Great. Well, it's fun to be able to do those kinds of things.
It is. It's nice.
We always did things growing up as family. Always. There were I had a few aunts and uncles who moved away mm-hmm. from the local area, but my grandparents, most of my aunts and uncles, cousins, gee whiz, we all got together. In fact, we did it all the time. Every Friday night, we'd go to my mom's, my grandmother mm-hmm. on mom's side's house to visit. And every Sunday, we always went to my dad's mom and dad's house to visit, my grandparents on dad's side. So we always did things as a family anyway. And those were kind of big holidays for us. Easter was always fun. Mother's Day actually was always a big one mm-hmm. for us too, because we'd always get together. The parks in Dubuque always open on Mother's Day, so we'd go do those things. Christmas, of course, but Thanksgiving. I mean, all those holidays, even New Year's Day, we'd get together as a family around a big table with lots of food.
Yeah. It's always good.
I hated that lots of food part. But it's always good to be able to do those things, and those are great memories that you make, especially for young kids. Because some of the best memories I have are the times we spent like that as family mm-hmm. and things. And, you know, now people are gone.
Harder to get together.
Yeah, generations disappear and people move away and, you know, your life goes on and it's hard to get together like that again.
Yeah.
So it's good to be able to do that when you can.
It is.
Hope everybody takes advantage of that and has a really good meal here on this Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, we probably better take a short break here. We'll let you listen to this from the Cass County Memorial Hospital, and then we'll be back to tell you more about things going on here in the area right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, time to get back to work. I know you've compiled a pretty healthy list of things going on in the area.
I do. Well, let's start with the Wyota Methodist Church Soup Supper. That's on April 3rd from 4:30 to 7. They'll be serving chili, broccoli cheese soup with sandwiches, pie, cake, and drink. Again, that's the Wyota Methodist Church Soup Supper on April 3rd from 4:30 to 7. Also on April 3rd, the Nishna Valley Shrine Club. They'll be having their meeting at the Feedlot Restaurant in Atlantic on April 3rd. That's at 6:30. They'll have their social hour followed by their regular meeting at 7. The Shelby County Conservation Board is inviting the public to a prairie burn. It's at dusk on April 4th. It's a controlled burn that will be conducted by the Kirkman and Harlan Fire Department. Controlled burns like this one help to stimulate native grasses and wildflowers while suppressing brome and other invasive plants. Over in Elkhorn, the Elkhorn Danish Immigrant Museum, they're opening a new exhibit. It's Danish Modern Design for Living. Explore the wonderful furniture and housewares designed in Denmark after World War II. The hours of the museum on Saturday are from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and their address is 2212 Washington Street. You can also go online and check them out at danishmuseum.org for more information. So you can go check out their new exhibit, Danish Modern Design for Living. That's on Saturday from 10 to 5. The Atlantic Business and Professional Women, they're holding their spring craft show on Saturday, April 6th. That's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic. If you'd like some vendor space, you can contact Becky Bonnie or Jackie Wickey at Simply Hair at 243-3626. It's the Atlantic Business and Professional Women, their spring craft show. That's on Saturday, April 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building here in Atlantic. Also coming up is an Iowa Artists Annual Art Show for Region 9. That includes Cass County. That's held on April 6th in Atlantic at the Wesley Heritage House from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have a judge select one piece from each 10 exhibits for first, second, and third place. And there might also be honorable mention at his discretion. The Blue Ribbon winners, they will advance to the state show, which is on May 4th at the Iowa Central Community College. That's in Fort Dodge. For any information on that, you can contact Mary at 243-4788. It's the Iowa Artists Annual Art Show on April 6th, and that's at the Wesley Heritage House from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also coming up is the Greenwood Steam Club's second annual trail ride. That's on April 7th at 1 p.m. They'll also have a poker run available, and they'll have a free will donation that will be held after the ride. Green Ridge is located 1 mile south, 1 mile west, and 2.5 miles south of Irwin. If you have any questions or you'd like some more information, all you need to do is call 712-782-6545. Hitches and carts are welcome, and they're asking for responsible riders only. It's the Green Ridge Steam Club's second annual trail ride. That's on April 7th at 1, and then also have that free will donation meal after, and you can also choose to do a poker run if you'd like to do that. The Xyra Mason's Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser. That is also on April 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs. It's all you can eat, free will donation, and proceeds from that go to the Xyra EHK 2013 scholarships for their graduating seniors. And this fundraiser is sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge 342. That's Xyra Mason's Scholarship Breakfast Fundraiser. That's on Sunday, April 7th from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Brayton Town Hall. At St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, they're having a rummage sale and bake sale. That's on April 10th from 4 to 7, and it'll also be on April 11th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They'll have some plants, clothes, baked goods, collectibles, households, just lots of good stuff. They're asking no early sales and to please use the west door. That's St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic Rummage Sale and Bake Sale, and that's on Monday, April 10th from 4 to 7, and Tuesday, April 11th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Lewis Public Library Heritage Center, they're going to feature a program by Dina Kunze on his trip that he took to China. That will be held on April 11th at 7 p.m. Again, that's the Lewis Public Library Heritage Center presenting the program by Dina Kunze on his trip to China on April 11th at 7 p.m. Faith Sound, they'll be performing at the Atlantic First United Methodist Church on April 14th at 11 a.m. What Faith Sound is, it's an interdenominational contemporary musical group comprised of youth from Western Iowa. Also, before, they'll be doing the United Methodist Men's Free Will Pancake Breakfast. That's in the Fellowship Hall located at the North Entry First Floor. They have a couple different times for their breakfast. The times for the breakfast are from 8 to 8:30, 10 to 10:45, and noon to 1. Then again, Faith Sound performs at 11. And that all happens at the Atlantic First United Methodist Church on Sunday, April 14th. Coming up towards the end of April is the Friends of the Library used book sale. That's on April 19th and 20th at the Atlantic Public Library. On April 19th, the sale is from 11:30 to 5:30, and there's a pre-sale event for members of the Friends of the Library from 9:30 to 11:30. And then memberships are available at the door. And then on April 20th, the sale is from 9:30 to noon.
Very good. Yes. Plenty of stuff there. Also, coming up, the Griswold High School Junior Class Trivia Night is going to be held on Saturday, April the 6th, and that'll be at 6 p.m. at the Griswold High School Library. It's $10 per person, and you use eight-person teams. Now, players are asked to bring a snack to share as well, because we can't do anything without some food.
No.
Everything involves food. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you have any questions or you'd like to register, you can contact Ray Fiesick. He can set you up there. All the proceeds go to the junior class post-prom activities. And again, that's coming up Saturday, April 6th. That's next Saturday already.
Jeez.
Yeah, where'd the year go? 6 o'clock in the evening at the Griswold High School Library, junior class trivia night. The game will be a cross between Trivial Pursuit and Jeopardy. How would you do?
Depends on the category.
Yeah. Pop culture for
100, I'll be good
Alex.
At that one.
I'm all in that one. Also, now I love these kinds of things because it means spring is here, or at least going to get here soon at some point. The Junior Optimist Club in Griswold is sponsoring a cleanup day at the Wooden Playground, which is just north of the community building, and that'll be on Saturday, April 6th at 8 a.m., and they're encouraging everyone to come out and help clean and repair the playground. Items to be done will be raking, pruning, sanding wood. They'll be doing mulch, applying preservative to the wood, so bring some tools and help them out, and you can contact Joy Smith if you have any questions there, too. You know, the nice thing about those wooden playground areas that they've built in some of the recent years is they've included the youngsters in construction, and they include them each year in the cleanup and all that kind of stuff because that way they take ownership.
Yeah, I remember helping when they were building it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I was in 6th, 7th grade, somewhere around there.
The logic always is if the kids, you know, some of their handiwork is involved, they're going to take a lot of pride in it. They take ownership in it, and you're less likely to see vandalism or other nutty things happen.
Yeah.
As long as the kids feel like they're a part of it.
Did something, yeah.
Yeah, it belongs to them. It's theirs.
I did this part.
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's a good thing. Very good. Well, that's really about all the stuff that I have here, too. Got any birthdays for us this week?
I got one birthday over at the Salem Lutheran Home. We'd like to wish happy birthday to Gary Sievers, celebrating his birthday on March 31st.
Very good. Well, good for Gary. I don't have any anniversaries. We don't have any babies to talk about this week, either. I did, though, find a couple of fun notes here in the Griswold American this week.
Back in the day ones?
Well, you know, we subscribe to a number of the small town area newspapers here, and we enjoy kind of going through some of those once in a while, and especially some of the old articles.
I like those.
I know. And Griswold, each week, their Days Gone By section, they actually have a pretty solid
one,
collection.
Yeah.
They put a lot of stuff in there. I noticed a few of them here. Here's one from 100 years ago, Thursday, March 27th of 1913. That was a couple of years before you were born.
A few.
Yeah, it was 50 years before I was born. It says, the new nickels have arrived at the Citizens Bank. On one side is the raised head of an Indian chief in war feathers. The other side has a buffalo with its head lowered. We refer to those today as the buffalo nickel.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen one of those.
Well, they don't make them anymore in the first place, but unless you're a coin collector or
that's true.
Fairly lucky
to
have one pop up because they have a little value, especially if they're in good shape. Anyway, the other businessmen to whom the coin was shown yesterday, it says, were disappointed and expressed the opinion that in general appearance, the coin has not the artistic appearance of the old ones. So apparently when the Buffalo Head Nickel first came out,
they're not impressed.
Folks, well, at least the folks in Griswold, weren't all that impressed. One banker, it says, when asked his opinion regarding the coin, replied, punk.
That's kind of weird.
I didn't even know they used the term punk back then, but that's what he said. Here's another one. It says, from 125 years ago, this would have been from Wednesday, March 28th of 1888. It says, H.K. Forsyth can come as near as any person in Griswold telling how many railroad ties there is between that's their grammar, by the way, not mine.
Okay.
It says that he can come as close as any person in Griswold to telling how many railroad ties there is between this place and Atlantic as he counted them Monday night. Doc, as he was known, got left by the train, and as he had urgent business to attend to Tuesday morning, he footed it home.
That had to take some time.
Time, just 4 hours.
Jeez.
He walked the railroad from, well, between Griswold and Atlantic.
Yeah.
And it took him 4 hours.
Wow.
I would have thought longer than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have no clue, I guess.
I guess,
if you walk a mile, it probably takes you 16 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math in my head. We lived about 4 miles, just under 4 miles from my high school.
Uh-huh.
And we did, so we didn't qualify for any busing. And we, although we got a ride to school in the morning in high school, we were on our own to get home. So sometimes I just rode the city bus. You know, if I had 35 cents in my pocket, ride the city bus. Otherwise, we would bum a ride with a friend or walk if the weather was nice. So we walked a lot. And just a little under 4 miles, it took a little under an hour.
Hmm.
So I'm guessing, if it took you 4 hours to walk, you'd be looking at, 15, 16 miles?
Right.
Somewhere in that ballpark. That's probably about right as the crow flies to get on the railroad track.
No brakes.
But think about how slow he must have walked if he's counting the railroad ties as he goes.
How mad would you be if you lost track just midway? That would be my thing. I would just...
Oh, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
That would be awful. Well, anyway, that's what it says here. Now, here's another one, too. This was an ad, actually, from 1888 in the Griswold paper. I assume it looks like an ad to me. It says, "Mothers, do not keep your boys at home from church or Sunday school when you can buy a suit of clothes for $2.25 and a pair of shoes for $1 at Corbett's."
Wow.
You ever hear of Corbett's?
No.
Nor did I. That would have been in Griswold quite a long time ago, 125 years ago. But $2.25, you can get a suit of clothes and a dollar for a pair of shoes.
Be nice to have those prices now.
Nobody'd make any money, but I guess you'd be happy if you were the one buying but not so happy if you're the one selling. But that's it. Dollar for a pair of shoes. You can't do that.
No.
There's just no way that you can do that now. We used to go through shoes. I felt so bad for my folks. We used to go through shoes when we were kids so fast. I mean, just
outgrew them.
I have wide feet, so I would actually tear, I don't know what it's called, but I always called it the inseam of the shoe. But you know, the inside of the shoe and the arch, I would always, like a tennis shoe, I would tear that away from the base of the shoe.
Oh, wow.
Because my feet were wide, so they'd put stress on them side to side. I always felt so bad for my mom and dad because they really spent a lot of money on shoes.
Yeah.
With four boys, and we were all athletes, and... Oh, boy, it seemed like every month you were having to buy shoes for something. Or, like I said, we wear out the tennis shoes and things. Yeah, a dollar for a pair of shoes. Oh, they'd have loved that. That would have been.
I think a lot of people would have.
That would have been heaven. That absolutely would have been heaven. Well, that's about all the time we have for you here this weekend. We, as always, do appreciate you spending a little bit of your weekend here with us on the radio. And we hope wherever your travels take you here on this Easter Sunday that they are safe ones.
Yeah.
Hope you get a chance to spend a lot of time with family and friends and maybe a little time with God and Jesus this weekend, too.
Yes.
Make a point of doing that as well. This is Jim Field.
And Stacy Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.